Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Is Kylie Minogue?
Yeah.
Kylie Minogue, the Locomotion. Wow. I got to ask, because I was coming out of the box with Casper Yakachonis, but Kylie Minogue, Locomotion, Jimmy, I got to ask you, what is the deeper meaning?
No deeper meaning. I just played it.
It's a banger. But it's like, it's so funny. I don't even think, like, Kylie Minogue, you know her, Solana? She's very popular, but she was popular before she was popular with this one remake of the Locomotion.
I know one Kylie Minogue song. I don't even remember what it's called, but I know Can't Get You Out of My Head is the one Kylie Minogue song I know.
I think she's Australian. I think she's very, very popular.
I was going to say, she's Lithuanian. Because
like Kasparis Yakachonis,
then you know we might have something there.
Great throwback for me, Jimmy. I loved it. More of that. Wherever you found that, more of that. Crowder's off today. He's at like the X Games or something. What's he at?
I'm genuinely so thrilled about everything that's happening with Crowder today. So he's at the X Games. First of all, Crowder at the X Games in itself is fun.
I didn't know the X Games was still a thing.
Yeah, I guess ESPN's riding that out.
I thought it was an MTV thing. You're telling me that it's not Dan Cortez and Kurt Loder who do the MTV X Games?
And on top of it, he thought, you know, they'd go to Utah, Salt Lake City, or wherever they're at, some, you know, guys that shred would just come to their hotel and tape with them, I guess, a couple segments. But what, based on his text message, he actually has to go out to the middle of nowhere, to the mountains, to go to the X Games.
I honestly didn't know the X Games was still a thing. I honestly did not know it was still a thing. And I honestly thought it was a part of Road Rules. So you're saying this is on ESPN?
Real World Road Rules Challenge. Wow. X Games. Yeah,
that's kind of what I thought it was. That's what I thought it was. I'm rooting for Puck. Anyway, joke for John Keller. That's about it. Kasparis Yakachonis is your Miami Heat first round pick. So obviously I don't know very much about him. He reminds me of Matas Buzelis. I don't know why, but he does. Tell us, Solana, you did the draft show last night. I watched you guys. I'd like to play in the 3 o'clock hour your interview with Yakachonis, you and Tobin and Tommy Tig. And what's your take on the draft pick and what it means to the Heat? I saw a lot of people suggesting that they didn't think he'd be there at 20. Obviously, the guy that we thought the Heat were going to pick went 18.
Right.
And it seems like a lot of people didn't think Yakachonis was going to be available at 20. So it appeared that the Heat war room felt like they got a steal.
I mean, you saw Pat Riley doing finger guns.
Yeah.
I mean, even there's a clip there where Adam Simon's almost like chuckling to himself, like, what's Pat Riley doing? He was jacked up, man. He's pointing at people. Hawk, most of the prognosticators, most of the mock drafts had Yakachonis going as a late lottery pick, certainly before 20. So he's a lottery pick that fell to the Miami Heat. That in itself has to be promising, but what's the number one thing?
Didn't that happen before? Who have they gotten that they didn't expect to be there at that? And I know it's kind of like a common thing with drafts, but was Bam supposed to be there at 14 when they took him?
Bam was projected a way later first round pick.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, Tyler, Kalel.
Tyler's possible.
Triple J.
Jaime Hawkins Jr., I think, was one that certainly people kind of maybe thought he could go a little bit earlier, but no, he wasn't really mocked. He was mocked after the Miami Heat. So I don't know. I can't think of anybody like in recent memory, not Jovic.
I thought it had happened recently, but I could obviously no. I am wrong.
So. Kalel Ware, maybe, you know, there were certain people that thought Kalel Ware could be a lottery pick, but the big knock on Kalel Ware, Hawk, remember last year they were saying he had no motor and that he had left one university to go to another, and people were just kind of questioning whether or not he had like the mental capability,
yeah.
right, to be an NBA player. And well, he's proven people wrong, especially, bro, if you listen to what Zoe told us yesterday, like due to living in the gym. Hawk, first takeaway, I think for any Heat fan, I don't know if he's going to be great, but we'll find out. You needed to address scoring. You needed to address somebody who could hoop, who could throw him the rock, and he'll go get you a basket by himself. And this dude, one thing we absolutely know about him, he's a playmaker who can create his own shot, and he can shoot the mother bleeping basketball. So sign me up with Kasperis Jakučionis.
I think one of the things that I gleaned watching highlight packages that were going around last night on social media, he's as comfortable driving as he is pulling up and taking a three, which to me is a great sign, because you want to be able, you don't want to know that, hey, this guy's a perimeter shooter and that's it. And we can shut him down out there. He had some, what I thought were brilliant drives, great fake outs under the rim. So I don't know. It looked like, you know, again, I don't know any of this stuff. I'm not a draft Nick when it comes to the NBA or the NFL the way some people are. So I leave it in the hands of experts, people who've actually watched these kids play in college. He went to Illinois, so you know I love that. I'm an Illinois guy.
Yes, sir.
Part of the Fighting Illini, and really had great highlight packages. I've read some of the...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Draft reviews. There was one negative one, which was Yahoo Sports, which is Kevin O'Connor.
Yeah.
And they gave him a D+. And one of the things that was concerning when I read it was because they were like, hey, if you think you're getting a Tyrese Haliburton type, you're actually getting Spencer Dinwiddie, which I thought was pretty funny. But the recap from Yahoo Sports at the D+ was, the Heat were probably hoping for Walter Clayton Jr. with this pick. That's the kid out of Florida that we had expected. For every beautiful assist Jakučionis had as a freshman, there's an equally ugly, boneheaded turnover. He had 11 games this past season with more turnovers than made shots. As a primary creator, he's not a Tyrese Haliburton type. Think more along the lines of Spencer Dinwiddie. He's one of your guys on the roster, but he's not the guy on the roster. But then, if you look at some of the other draft grades, and there are plenty of A's, but ESPN has Jakučionis as and the Heat as biggest winners in the category of biggest winners of round one.
Yeah.
They write, it was surprising to see Jakučionis, the number 11 ranked player on our top 100 big board, fall all the way to number 20. Any temporary disappointment over the money he lost was probably replaced by the realization he landed in arguably the most desirable situation of any guard prospect in this draft, a team desperate for shot creation and playmaking. He'll also fit in perfectly from a culture and toughness perspective. Jakučionis' ability to play any of the backcourt positions gives the Heat significant lineup flexibility when operating alongside Tyler Hero in the backcourt. It wouldn't be surprising to see him eventually emerge as the franchise's future point guard, thanks to the savvy he displays running pick and roll and his exceptional feel for the game.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's got to make you feel good, that particular write-up, if you're a Heat fan. And again, all this stuff will play out in front of our eyes. Like, we'll get to see it play out and who's right and who's wrong. But I got no problem with it. I was a little disappointed Clayton was selected 18 because I had kind of honed in on him. But yeah, Yakachona seems like the perfect kind of addition for the Heat.
Yeah, it's funny because you're sitting there and it's like center, a center goes at 13, another center, and then a forward, and then another center, and another center, and you're at 18 now. Brooklyn's picking. You're kind of like, oh, this is perfect. Like, the Heat are going to get their guy. And then here comes Utah and Danny Ainge and this Dwayne Wade. And they trade up for the Heat's guy. And it's annoying. And you're like, oh, man. Like, really? Danny bleeping Ainge? Hawk, I didn't watch Kasper's highlights going into this draft because I didn't expect him to be there. I was going based off two mock drafts. The Ringer was one of them. The Ringer had this kid going 7th overall in their mock draft. And then the other mock I was using from ESPN had him going in the lottery too. So it just wasn't, listen, man, I watched a lot of highlights. I was up late watching Kasper's highlights. I mean, Kasper's in the pick and roll with Bam Adebayo and Khalil Ware. Come on.
It did look exciting. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. By the way, Kevin O'Connor, who wrote the only negative review that I found of this draft selection. And to be fair, his criticisms of Kasperis are common criticisms you'll find of him. Everybody talks about he was a turnover killer last year, turned the ball over way too many times. And his three-point shooting wasn't great. Adam Simon, by the way, did talk about that yesterday. But Kevin O'Connor's kind of like a known Heat agitator throughout the entire Dame Lillard process. He was one of the guys like kind of saying that the Heat offer was awful and that like he's just kind of Hawk. He's known as trolling Heat fans a little bit, so I wonder if he leaned into that just a bit in his draft grade when he gives him a D-. Everybody else is saying A+ or B.
Everybody's got their role to play in media. Yeah.
I respect it.
Well, we will talk about Kasperis today. Florida Panthers have acquired a new goalie, and from what I'm understanding, Josh Appel is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. This guy will probably be the backup. He will take Vanacek's spot as the backup. Man. Panthers have acquired goalie Daniil Tarasov from the Columbus Blue Jackets. And the Panthers have just made it official, too, with a press release. This is kind of cool, from Jameson Olive. Daniil's dad, Vadim, was Sergei Bobrovsky's goaltending idol growing up in Russia. And if he was good enough, if his dad was good enough for Sergei Bobrovsky, the kid's got to be good enough for us. And there's a tweet here from Greg Wyshynski, who is the senior NHL writer for ESPN. And he says, when he was with Columbus, Bill Zito felt Tarasov had the highest talent ceiling of any goalie in their system. Little Panthers news for you. And the NHL draft, by the way, is tomorrow. We'll have another draft show tomorrow night on this radio station. We had a good draft show last night with Tobin and Solana and Tommy Tighe and myriad guests, Glenn Rice, Alonzo Mourning. I mean, it was Nakachonis himself.
Heard me flex my Spanish a little bit.
I heard a bienvenidos.
Bienvenido. And he hit me with a
I called him Nakachonis. That's not right. It's Yakachonis.
We messed up a couple times on the broadcast. Just
you called him Jesper Boqvist at one point.
So, Hawk, I mean, we can revisit some of the blunders on the broadcast yesterday. But do you remember the Manish Mehta incident?
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. Jimmy, do we have that? Do you want to play that? Do you remember that, Hawk?
Don't worry about it, Jimmy. We don't have time.
No, we don't have time? Okay.
Jimmy's already sweating. Jimmy, call our production director and see where the Manish Mehta mispronunciation montage is.
I'm looking for it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I would like to play your interview with Yakachonis. It's going to take me a while. Before the show, you said KJ.
Yeah.
Now, is that a nickname that he goes by? Because that would be so much easier.
It genuinely is. It's KJ is okay. Something that he goes by. I was looking at some Illini website stuff, and the Heat also, I think I saw they were saying Yaku. You call him Yaku as well. Hmm. Yaku, KJ.
Casper? Do people call him Casper or no?
Jesper Boqvist. I mean, whatever. You know, I mean, we'll figure it out.
I found the montage. You want to play it here?
Nah, we're fine. Here is headlines from Alejandro Solana. Maybe later, Jimmy. I want to have enough time with Clay Ferrero. He's an award winner as well, you know.
He is.
He won a Miami New Times Award just like
you. Yeah, I did see that. Yeah,
I'm just going to take a back seat when he joins us because a couple of award winners, I mean, a couple of reigning champions, I'll just be superfluous noise.
I wonder if, you know, his TV partner is kind of running a campaign and an outcry of voter fatigue. I wonder if that's the way his
well, it's not a campaign. I'm just calling it. One of the reasons I've been in this business so long, I call it like I see it. I'm okay. So happy for you.
Right.
But there's no question I had a better radio season than you, but voters at the New Times had voter fatigue.
There's no question?
No question.
There's no question? Okay. All right.
No question.
Okay. Oh, I think the voters
headlines with Solana. Headlines with Solana. Brought to you by Durell Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Durell Hyundai.
Did the Marlins win yesterday? I know that's not the way a headline guy should probably start.
They did win yesterday.
Asking if the Marlins yesterday.
I think
won.
They've won, what I see, like 8 out of their last 12 or something?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Wow, so they've taken 2 straight against the San Francisco Giants. They'll play them today. I believe that game is in the next hour or so, coming up at 3. But, Hawk, I didn't notice you texted me that Matt Mervis has been placed on the DL.
So, not only has been placed on the DL, but it happened on the 24th. Today's the 26th. Shadow banned.
Wow.
Why are they slow playing the news coming out about Matt Mervis? There's a shadow banning going on by the Marlins when it comes to Matt Mervis. He was placed on the 7-day IL back on the 24th due to an oblique injury. But kind of plays into my narrative that he has been shadow banned.
So they don't even announce it. And it takes Kevin Barral from Fish on First to have to do some digging.
Had to do some serious digging. Because the Marlins just wanted Matt Mervis to disappear.
That's crazy.
Shadow banned him.
Yeah. Peter Bendix might have some blood on his hands, Hawk, when this is all said and done.
Shadow banned.
Crazy. Well, the Marlins do play today, and they did win yesterday. Thank you guys very much for doing my job for me. Jason Junk is on the mound. And that game is coming up in about an hour and 40 minutes or an hour and 20 minutes. You've got FIFA Club World Cup going on, but the NBA draft continues.
Oh, Hawk, when's that Inter Miami? Like, when's the next
Sunday? They play Sunday against
that starts
Paris
the next
Germany.
Round.
The next round begins Saturday. What's today? Thursday?
Yeah. So who does Inter Miami play?
They play Paris Saint Germain, PSG.
So I got that. I'm assuming they're big underdogs.
PSG just won the Champions League in the biggest, largest win in Champions League final history. They beat Inter Milan 5-0. So, yeah, I would imagine they're going to be probably the biggest underdogs in this round of 16.
You have Juventus and Man City this afternoon. Did you know that?
Yes, I have the schedule right in front of me. That's at 3 p.m. And then Wydad AC and Al Ahly also play at 3 to round out their group.
Inter Miami is plus 1,100 against PSG.
Yeah.
PSG is minus 475.
I mean, it's not a crazy flyer to take if you think about it. I don't think they have a chance
team
in
of
hell.
Destiny.
But
team of destiny.
I don't know about team of destiny. Yeah. Just not a crazy thing to do.
Shadow banned them.
Were there any other takeaways, Hawk, from the NBA draft? No surprises. Cooper Flagg, he goes number 1. Harper goes number 2. And then I guess like the big story was Ace Bailey, where he was going to fall too, and he didn't even fall out of the top five.
No.
So it wasn't a big deal.
He ended up with Utah, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then some dude was drafted by Toronto, and he said the F word because he was unhappy that he got drafted by Toronto.
Okay. All right. That's pretty much it. Bunch of soccer. You saw Cristiano Ronaldo?
No.
What he did?
I did not.
Man, we have different algorithms, man. Let me tell you. We have massively different algorithms. Cristiano Ronaldo is staying in Saudi Arabia. He is re-signed with Al Nassr.
Really?
$400 million per year is what he's going to end up making.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thought that was a one and done.
For at least a couple more seasons. All right. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Right now, it is hot. It is humid. It was raining earlier in my area, but that has since subsided.
Me, all right for your pickleball tournament tonight?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not feeling great about it. You know, the courts are still wet. You got to go out there. You got to squeegee the courts.
Sure, and you've got weak knees as it is.
Yeah.
You know, we slip sliding all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this
you have is a to stay in the kitchen.
There's a singles. Oh, you stay out of the kitchen. There's a singles.
Well, you're going to have to stay in the kitchen, though, right? Because you can't move around. It's too slippery.
You can't stay in the kitchen at all. You can't stay in the kitchen. Can't hit the ball in the kitchen.
You can't hit the ball in the kitchen.
Unless it bounces first.
They shadow banned the kitchen.
Okay.
I am 100% pursuing a new direction of conspiracy theorist radio guy because it
was
fun as hell. Oh my god, it's so much fun. Just accuse anything that you don't like of being shadow banned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a great hour yesterday of you just theorizing things that made absolutely no sense.
Right, what a pleasure it was.
Followed by an hour that really gave me nightmares. Thermometers up the anal gland is not something I was hoping to.
Is that a gland?
Is it? Is it not a gland?
I didn't think it was.
Huh. Okay.
Jimmy, call a clinic and see if the anus is a gland.
They might think it's a
anything
prank.
Else? Anything else? That's the idea. It is a prank. Anything else, Solana?
That is your weather.
All right, very good. Clay Ferrero is going to join us in the next segment. Josh Appel is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour today.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Clay Ferrero in a second. First, you hear us talk every day about the Hard Rock Bet app. If you haven't downloaded it yet, make today the day. Maybe you want to bet a little baseball. You know, maybe you want to bet a little baseball. You don't want to wait all 9 innings for a result. That's fine. You can bet a Nerfie, which is no runs first inning. You can bet a Yerfie, which is yes runs first inning. I mean, that's low commitment. It's high excitement. You find out if you're a winner after just 1 inning. Now, make sure you follow Hard Rock Bet on social media as well. You'll see some of the huge tickets that they pay out. It happens to be a very good follow on social media. They run a very good social media account. It's at Hard Rock Bet on all your social media outlets. And get your friends in on the action. Refer them to Hard Rock Bet today. You'll both get a $50 bonus bet. Try your first bet on any sport, no matter what sport you bet. If your first bet doesn't win, you get up to $100 back to try again. All you have to do to get started is download the Hard Rock Bet app now. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Clay Ferrero is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And Clay Ferrero, like our own Alejandro Solana, is a Miami New Times Award winner. Clay wins Best TV Sports Anchor. And what they write is, Clay Ferraro makes following the journey of every South Florida sports team each season more about the storylines and humor that accompany the scoreboard than the results on the field. And that might be the best compliment you can give a sports anchor. Ferraro is in your home and on your Twitter feed daily, regardless of the field, court, or ice results. He brings a fun-loving style that blends huggability and unmatched energy to sports coverage alongside executive sports producer David Lang and sports producer Will Manso. As WPLG Local 10's lead sports anchor, Ferraro has a knack for making even the most complex sports stories digestible and fun, sometimes in a way that bleeds onto your social media feed uniquely. He's not just reading scores, he's telling the stories, sharing moments, and connecting with viewers in a way that makes South Florida sports feel personal. Whether it's the Dolphins drama, Heat highlights, or Panthers playoff run, Ferraro's reporting and on-air charisma make him the anchor we trust when sports headlines break. And that is a true and correct assessment. So congratulations, Clay. That's very cool.
Well, thank you. I mean, the best part is that the Miami New Times printed it exactly how I wrote it and sent it to them. So that was...
I will tell you. I don't know if Will Manso has the same feel like I do. I feel Solana won it because of voter fatigue, kind of like I'm in Florida. And, you know, they were just tired of giving me the award. I had a better season, but they gave it to him. I'm happy for him. I wonder if Will feels the same way about you.
Well, who knows? Probably. I think the coolest thing about it, though, is, you know, and as you read it back, it's, you know, I like to joke around a lot and like to have a lot of fun with it, but I kind of feel like everything I try to do is genuine. And so, you know, there's no, we don't put out fake stuff. And if we do, we make it sure that it's, everybody knows it's fake and it's something that we can be silly and laugh at, but, you know, to be kind of honored for kind of trying to just be yourself and do stuff is really cool. And I will say one thing, the best thing was first day I was hired, my boss told me the only thing I don't want to see is you guys doing the exact same thing everybody else is doing. He said, I want you to test the limits. If you go too far, I'll tell you. And, you know, I think we've all taken that to heart, and there's nothing better than having the full trust of your boss to kind of be yourself and have a little fun. And so it's a blast. I will say this too. The most frequent compliment I get from people is, hey, you're Clay, right? I love you on Hawk and Crowder.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons that the write-up rings true. You're not a guy who just tells the sports scores. And it's one of the reasons that we have you on, obviously, yeah. Is that you can make things the way I look at sports, which is just kind of humanizing them. It's not statistic based. It's more humanizing. And none better example than the girl you interviewed at the arena who loved people punching each other in the face.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, you know, again, so many times a lot of this stuff is, you know, God smiles on you and stuff happens. You know, I think one thing I guess I'm good at is being able to find the silly side because it kind of catches my attention. But yeah, man, it's a blast. And I think that also, you know, you can tell in our segments when I'm on with you guys after about 10 minutes when we've talked sports, like we're just waiting for the segment to end. So like, I kind of feel like that's the same thing. It's like, if you just do the stats and just talk the nitty gritty, then people tune out because they can get that anywhere. And then can't tell you how many times people have come up and talked about the food segments we've done and all that stuff. So yeah, it's just being a little different, I think is a good thing. As long as when there's something big, you can rein it back in and do things the right way. And, you know, I'm just really fortunate that our boss trusts us to do that.
I mean, Hawk, how lucky are you? These Ferraro side chats have just gotten better. I mean, with a couple award winners. I
totally forgot that, the Ferraro side chat.
I mean, look at us, Clay. Look at you and I.
Great benchmark. I was just going to let you and Solana kind of chop it up this segment, right, since you guys are reigning award winners, and yeah, I would just kind of enjoy the magic that happens.
Hawk, don't worry. Ferraro and I will, Clay and I, we'll do that at the award banquet ceremony, so don't worry. I don't know. Maybe I'll take you as my plus one, but. You know, Clay,
I got to tell you what's going on behind the scenes, Clay, because this would drive me crazy. Solana's doing the show from home today, and he's got a bee in his bedroom or the closet where his studio setup is. And I don't think I would be able to concentrate on a segment if there was a bee flying around inside my house. So how are you handling it, Solana?
Well, I brought out my pickleball paddle just in case. Hawk, I'm not kidding. I think it's dead. I sprayed it with some Raid. Bro, that's not a bee. That thing is like a bird, how big it is. I think...
It's like a wasp?
I think it's a wasp. No joke. So now I'm concerned. I have like a wasp nest. I'm on the second
100%.
Story.
They don't
right
travel
outside.
It ain't outside.
It just got in.
No, not outside. It's in the house.
No, don't say that.
Well, call is coming from in the house.
I think we low-key just glazed over that Solana has his own pickleball paddle that he just used to try to swat at the whatever insect it is.
Oh, I was going to swing at that thing.
He's
man.
Mr. Pickleball. Like he plays. He's in a tournament tonight. He's leaving the show early tomorrow to play in a tournament. He is Mr. Pickleball.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is this because of the knee injury? Now you're going to the low impact.
Less mobile. He's less mobile. Yeah. He's
yeah. That's cute, Clay. Yeah. But no joke.
He's the youngest guy out on the pickleball courts.
On the pickle core. Yeah, on the pickle core. Clay, no joke. If stories are, a little tight this summer, not much going on, you know, feel free to contact me, Kendall's Best Pickleball Pro. Just let me know.
It, like, self-described, or is this actually a thing? Like, are you actually number one in the Kendall area, or is this just something that you say in front of the mirror?
Well, he's the youngest guy in the Kendall area playing pickleball, so in his age group, he's
okay. Okay.
All right, let's rein it in.
Before we get any hate texts, though, I know how big pickleball is, okay? Like, we're having fun here. I know how big
it is.
It's like when you make
fun of soccer for a second, and people are like, man. You have no idea. I'm like, I do. I was making a joke. Superman.
You ugly American. You have no idea how important this is.
Yeah. Rein it back in. Kasparis Jakučionis is the first round selection by the Miami Heat. Admittedly, I didn't know anything about him until they selected him. I like what I see in the highlight packages. Seems to certainly fill a need. What is your take on who they drafted last night?
Yeah, I mean, in a vacuum, I like it a lot. I still have questions about the direction of the franchise. I mean, listen, if you draft like this and then you decide, okay, we're also going to move off of Andrew Wiggins' contract and we're going to clear out some space and you ultimately decide that this is going to be a step back year, I'm cool with that. Like, I'm very good with that because you have to take a direction. And I feel like that's been the one thing that Heat fans are clamoring for right now is it feels like at times a rudderless ship as far as, yeah, you want to compete, but then you don't want to give up what it takes to get a Kevin Durant. And that's fine, but don't be stuck in the middle. You know, you either want Kevin Durant because you want to compete or you don't, in which case let's go the other way. And so I like the player a lot. I like a lot of what he brings. I think like any other draft pick, there's, at that range anyway, there are going to be some positives that you like and some negatives that caused him to fall to 20, even though he was a projected lottery pick. And yet I want to see what they do next. I really want to see, are they going to, if it's not full rebuild, at least do some sort of a soft rebuild where you feel like it's not just going to be fighting for a play-in spot this year, just picking a direction.
Clay, you know, going into the draft for the past couple of days, we're kind of trying to figure out, okay, what's the direction that he's going in terms of who they're drafting. And it seemed pretty obvious they were going to go with a guard. All the mocks had them going Walter Clayton Jr. But in terms of the fact that they addressed, in my opinion, a need, do you agree with that? They addressed a need of somebody who at the end of the day, whether he's going to be great or not, we don't know. He can create his own shot. He can get to the rim. He can take threes. He's a playmaker. Do you like that they addressed that need specifically?
Yeah, sure. I think at 20, with that said, you know that filling a need is, unless the guy comes in and he just knocks your socks off. Wait a minute, is this the 1950s? Am I bringing back?
I loved it. But that was a great phrase as far as I'm concerned.
Never heard that.
If he comes in and just blows you away and you've got a steal, then sure, filling a need makes a lot of sense. But I also don't think that at 20, even with what we've seen out of him, you can just say, okay, he is definitely, absolutely a plug-and-play immediate starter at the point guard position, especially with how they play defense. I think there are some things that you want to figure out moving forward. But again, that's where I stand. Like, if you're telling me that you're building for the future and you're going to give this guy a runway to kind of grow into the player that he can be, I'm great with it. I guess I see that it's an immediate need, but I don't know that he's just the guy who's going to immediately come in and right away fill that need and make you, you know, a winning team right off the bat. I think if you're drafting him with the idea that he's going to fill that need down the line and you're going to go through growing pains, then absolutely. It just depends on what are the expectations out the gate.
Do you think the Heat have firmly decided on what their path is? Because you don't seem to know, and I don't really know, but I wonder if they know firmly what their path moving forward is.
I think if they did, we may have already seen something, but I also, part of me thinks the fact that they didn't give up a little bit more for Kevin Durant kind of tells you where they think they're going. And, you know, I think Andrew Wiggins is going to be the big chip. And, you know, do you end up trading him for a young player, potentially a draft pick, whatever it turns out to be, because then you're taking out. And again, I know he was hurt a bit last season, but theoretically, I mean, he is one of your last season when he was healthy and playing well, he was one of your top three players. Again, that was just a few games, but are you going to move off of that contract right now, give yourself some cap space and build for the future? There's your direction. That's going to be the big telltale sign for me, is what did they do with Andrew Wiggins? And if he's traded, what are they trading him for?
We asked this of a couple people, Clay, but aside from the draft, Halliburton goes down, Tatum goes down. There's been some changes in the East. There were some trades yesterday. Do you feel like there's a clear-cut favorite in the East? I know we're obviously a long ways away from next year, but like, is there one team where you're saying, yeah, that's the team to beat in the Eastern Conference? Because it would have been in Indiana, but they just lost Halliburton.
No, and I think that's where, you know, when you look at what Boston's doing right now, they're clearly punting, or at least saying we don't think that it's worth holding on to guys like Porzingis and Holiday, you know, to give it a run, not this coming season, but the following season. So like, clearly they're looking towards the future. So, you know, even these teams that have the hurt players who might end up coming back at some point, Milwaukee, another good example of that. You know, if Dame doesn't come back, I mean, so no, there isn't one. And I think that's why there was, I guess, a little bit of frustration / disappointment when they didn't try to give up a little bit more for Andrew Wiggins, or excuse me, for Kevin Durant. Only because I think it would have put you in the conversation among a lot of what ifs with some of these teams. And yet, if the ultimate goal is to win a championship, I don't think this team beats anybody out of the West. So I understand why they chose not to do it. And yet I kind of feel like there was a level of disappointment because it's like, okay, well, then what are we going to do?
Who's closer to winning a championship, the Heat or the Dolphins?
Oh man. I mean, I think they're both equally far away. You know, I know. Well, I'd probably say the Dolphins at this point because my gut said, well, no, you know what? I think they're both very close because I think they're both equally far away. And I also think they're both showing signs that they're not going to do anything to win now this year. Now the Heat could change my mind and maybe the Heat do end up doing something, but I think it's more likely that, you know, the Dolphins end up just kind of standing pat, moving off of Jalen Ramsey's deal. And, you know, I guess there is a small world where the Heat make a move that puts them in contender status. So, yeah, I'd probably lean towards the Heat, but it's not based on anything that they've got right now. It's more based on what could happen.
Roster, though. You're not a believer in the Dolphins roster. If it all comes to, I'm a believer in the Dolphins roster. I think if Tua stays healthy and there's a little bit of protection on the O-line and Tyreek has a little bounce back year, like I think the Dolphins roster is a lot closer than most people.
Yeah, I would say you definitely think they're closer than most people.
But even if they are closer, Clay, at the end of the day, I mean, the Heat don't have to go through Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow and Josh Allen. And should I continue?
I mean, all they have to do is get past Darius Garland.
just to get to the Super Bowl.
Well, and I think, yes, I am definitely more down in the Dolphins roster than you are. I think it's a lot of what ifs, and I think, yeah, if they get protection. Okay, well, I mean, I feel like we've got to set that forever, and there's no...
Well, I'm one of the Eichen real... bros. I'm a Liam Eichenberg supporter. This show, me, Crowder, and Solana, we're the Eichen bros.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, there's three.
Well, no, there's really one, and then by committee, there's two more.
I just drafted them. They didn't have a say in the matter. We're the Eichen bros. Do you want to be an Eichen bro?
Oh, man. Oh, jeez. Look at it a lot. Calais Campbell was so good for them last year and so good in the locker room. I don't know, man. And I'm hearing all this stuff about the culture being turned around, but I don't know. I really have to see it.
You're in the let me see it before I believe it mode, which is fair when it comes to the Dolphins. There's no question that that is fair. Clay Ferrero, he is an award-winning sportscaster. And we always appreciate the time you give us on the show. We appreciate it, Clay.
Anytime, boys. Take care.
There you go. Clay Ferrero, from one award winner to another award winner, Alejandro Solana. I mean, I am surrounded by greatness on this show today.
And we're surrounded by greatness in South Florida. So now to another award winner, or winning team, I should say, the Florida Panthers, the back-to-back championship celebrations. I've been telling you that they're going to continue into this weekend. How about heading to Palm Beach Autographs at the Mall Wellington Green this Saturday, because Sam Reinhart and AJ Greer, members of the Florida Panthers back-to-back championship team, they'll be in store signing autographs. Again, that's Palm Beach Autographs at the Mall at Wellington Green. Obviously, when you're there, you can load up on Panthers memorabilia, but it starts at 10:30 a.m. this Saturday, and it goes all the way until the late afternoon. AJ Greer will be there from 10:30 to noon, and then Sam Reinhart will be there from 4 to 5:30. I'm also being told that Steve Goldstein and Billy Lindsay, a couple Cats broadcasting legends, they'll be there at noon. So you've got plenty of action going on. Palm Beach Autographs. Head to their website, palmbeachautographs.com, for all the information on how to get your tickets. Plus, you can follow them on Instagram at Palm Beach Autographs. Again, this Saturday, Palm Beach Autographs at the Mall at Wellington Green.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I think we need to implement every day on this show 4 o'clock, clotted butter, and scone.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.